Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we spent the first hour talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and you can call in on that. Or and we also talking about the individual ownership of nukes. So you never know what's going to come up here on Free Talk Live.
And I still did want to make one more quote out of this article, just to sort of put it together.
Okay. Let me take the call first. Right. Got JB calling from Virginia. JB, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, look, you know what? I'm a married man.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, my father. Hello?
I'm not.
No, we can hear you.
Come back?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, my father passed away, and I bought a new car. And now all of a sudden women want to talk to me.
Really? What kind of car did you buy?
It's a Chrysler 300.
That's a nice looking car.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah, but I also have a, you guys are, man, I love you guys, man, because you talk about stuff that I never hear about on other talk shows. You know, if I listen to Limbaugh or whatever, you know, you guys talk the real deal.
Thanks.
Because private ownership of nuclear weapons are the issues that matter.
What are you planning to do with this female attention that's resulting from this new car?
Hopefully break in the back seat of that Chrysler 300.
No, actually, I'm married, and I can't mess with any women. And
it's going to be complicating, I'll tell you that. I mean, you know, it's going to be very complicated.
Well, I mean, what can I do? I mean, what can I say?
Smile.
But, I mean,
to wear your ring.
Yes. It does drive them off a little bit, I find.
No, thank you, ma'am. I am married.
Well,
that's all you need to say.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm an airborne ranger, and I just want to tell you guys, man, that I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
And I'm just so supportive of you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, JB. You know, you want to keep that guy happy. He lives a life of danger.
Okay.
As a married guy, how many? So we got one single, two married guys?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you get that female attention, and it's nice. But just let it be nice is generally my advice.
Sounds flattering and awkward.
Yes. If you're going to leave your spouse, whomever you are, don't do it that way. Do it because you wanted to do it, not because some offer was made that is going to be exciting for a few minutes, hours, days, or even weeks. And then turn into real life at some point, and you've got a big mess to deal with. So I do appreciate JB's call and the opportunity to sort of bring it up because, you know, this is something that everybody who's in a relationship is going to have to deal with at some point or another, temptation. You know, you may be wrong that the person who's talking to you at that moment in time, maybe you're just misinterpreting their kind conversation. That happens, you know. But I guess this is just something that I think is worth saying is that,
Yeah, you need to stay in a relationship or leave a relationship based on the merits of the relationship.
So I am currently not in one.
Okay.
But I have always been a fan of and an advocate for open relationships.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not me.
That's fine.
That sounds like breaking up slowly.
It could.
So, as the unmarried guy, full disclosure there, I actually don't look at marriage so much as a thing that exists for the people that are in it. I think that marriage has a primary purpose of creating a stable ground for creating children that will not be total psychos.
Maybe.
I think that that's the purpose of marriage fundamentally, even today. And it's also, you know, one thing having a family where all of our last names are the same. It's just kind of a strange thing in today's modern world is to have a family where you live in the same house and you've all got the same name and people are like, oh, okay, good. Because it's a comforting thing to the world, you know? Like,
oh, we're still doing that.
Yeah. Jack Edge's dad is Mark Edge and his wife and his mom's name is Laura Edge or whatever. Yeah.
Prior to being married, I was the third in an open relationship and it was fine by all parties involved.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
And them. They're still married as far as I know.
I'm not saying that there aren't people that can make it work.
Yeah.
But I am saying that I've seen a lot of people who can't.
Sure.
And
it also depends on the goal, right? Like if the
right.
only
the goal might be to break up slowly.
Okay.
And in which case it's worked. A lot.
No, but I mean, if the goal is to carry on that relationship and have it only be sexual, right, and there's no other emotion involved, then that's possible, right? You can separate the sexual from the emotion.
In that case, I don't see the point of a marriage. I do see the point of a relationship.
Okay.
Definitely of a relationship and like working out, okay, how exclusive are we? What are our expectations? And especially in the modern world, you really do have to actually go over what were assumed details of like, are we exclusive?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing
here?
Who
gets the money when we break up?
And even for raising children for that purpose, I mean, I look at it like a bell curve. Like, there's going to be a tail end over here where there's a single parent, and that works great. There's going to be a tail end over here where it's more than two parents, and that works great. But the vast majority is going to be this big bulge in the middle where what works for most people is two parents.
Big bulge in the middle works for most people.
Yeah, it's,
there you go.
The fact is that if you sort of look at how sort of well-adjusted, successful people, that whole two-parent thing, having dinner in the evening, you know, there's a few things, but you know, and it's a funny thing to say when I say that basically a high school diploma is a useless thing. The fact is it correlates heavily with success, that it's like a step towards success. I don't actually think that having a high school diploma makes you successful, but the people who are successful have high school diplomas.
Yeah. I look at that as crime and ice cream. So high school diploma is the ice cream sales, and the lowered crime rate is success in life. Now, obviously, one is not causing the other, but you do find that higher temperatures in general will cause higher ice cream sales and higher crime rates. So having the stability so that you can complete something that takes so many years without having to transfer and have extra challenges there, it has a side effect of, on the one hand, actually getting your diploma as opposed to a GED or what have you, and on the other hand, giving you success in life.
I think that I would agree with that statement. Let's go to John calling from California. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yeah, I was just calling. I was really curious about your trip that you had to the Virgin Islands, was it?
No, I went to the Marianas, U.S. Marianas. And
legally still there.
Yes, and matter of fact, the IRS considers me to still be there because I left within 10 days of a declared emergency. So I get to be there the whole time the emergency is declared for COVID, which is convenient for tax purposes.
Of course, the government declares something not true to be true.
Yes, not true to be true. John, hold the line. I want to talk about the Marianas with you here.
Okay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And Yeah, I did. I spent 69 days in the U.S. Marianas earlier this year, and while I was there, I declared it the freest place in the United States. What will I say about it now? Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Apologize for being a little late on the air. For those who may know and care, the studio beast, Jazzy, is ill. So we are dealing with that situation. He's also not young. So, you know, it goes, it happens with everybody, everywhere, and maybe today's the day. I hope it's not.
Well, to quote Cat's Cradle, so it goes.
Yeah. Let's go back to John calling in from California. John, you're back on Free Talk Live. You wanted to know about my trip to the U.S. Marianas. Anything in particular you want me to cover there?
Yeah, first, I was wondering why you left in the first place.
Well, we had a young man named Alex Ugorji on the show in, I think it was the actual Thanksgiving episode 2019. And Alex proposed his crypto utopia where he's going to go and create a cryptocurrency business incubator in the islands, the U.S. Mariana Islands, which for those who know where Guam is, it's the U.S. Mariana Islands is properly known as the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. There are, I think, 17 Mariana Islands. Six of them are in the Northern Mariana Islands Commonwealth, and the southern one is Guam. And it is the biggest and by far the most populous island. And they've got sort of some different histories and some shared histories and those kind of things. So I'll give you some idea of where it's at. I went there to, I'm very interested in free places. Move here projects. I just want to know about people who are starting up liberty-oriented. And Alex made the point that although his project isn't libertarian in nature, it's a pretty libertarian place. And, government policies are no friend to any business. So there's some correlation there.
And I figure where you institute cryptocurrency, liberty will follow.
Yeah, cryptocurrency, because it takes the state stranglehold off of money, is an important step towards freedom and peace and a variety of other things. At least I'd like to see that happen. So I went to check it out and see what is this place that he's talking about. And while I was there, yeah, I definitely believe that it was the freest place in the United States. Not because it's the Chamorro people are some kind of principled proto-libertarians running around, assuaging governments and, denying the need for government and in fact saying that we can all do these things with competition and cooperation or whatever.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah, quite the opposite. In fact, what it is basically incompetence and a lack of need for a big government. They just don't need one. They're 55,000 people. It's the size of a county. And
but they get a lot of aid.
They get the kind of aid that states do. And meaning, well, a lot of problems are taken care of. And then they have a tax rate that's basically half of what, it's basically the same U.S. tax code, except you only pay half. And there you go. That's interesting. So I wanted to go check it out and see what was going on. And, of course, COVID hit. It's amazing how much they do have on the island. You think this is just, huts and beaches and snorkeling. No, no. They've got McDonald's and Tony Roma's, Bubblegum Shrimp Company, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. They've got the places that Gold's Gym, the kind of things that you want to do. They've got it going on there, and I was never I'm bored. And I never had the island fever that I've had being on other islands. I did get kind of homesick for my family, but my wife visited, and this was great. We were intending to go back, but I don't believe the family is going to be going to Saipan. That's the main island in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands.
So, you were over there when the coronavirus hit?
Yes. I went through Hong Kong in January, and the coronavirus hit. Well, as a matter of fact, they brought that aircraft carrier to Guam, which is, just around the corner.
So Mark took it to the Marianas Islands after the Hong Kong trip.
And so came back because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, I was. My concern was is that A, I was going to be stuck on the island, and yes, I was the third to last plane out. B, my mother is not good with rules, and I just wanted to keep a kind of an eye on what she was doing. And, you know, you remember all the beliefs about what the virus is, you know, how bad it is and all those sorts of things that were going on in March. Well, yeah, I mean, that's all the information I had, too. So I just wanted to be where my mother was.
So otherwise you wouldn't have come back?
I really like it there. I think it's a great place. And
it was just a test run initially, though, right? It was, I'm going to go there for, it was supposed to be 6 months, something like that, just to see and then decide from there.
Yeah, I was going for some weeks to see whether I wanted to stay for 6 months, to see whether or not I wanted to, you know, make it home. It is, I am a resident of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and I hope that they return to their sort of place as what I believe to be the freest place in the United States.
Not exactly a high bar these days.
No, it's not. And I think it's kind of interesting being in a place where, I don't know how to say this as an American and sound nice about it, but this is I believe the United States is one of the least racist places on the planet. And, in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, where you were born is so important. You can't own land there. And maybe that's not racism, but it smells like it.
Nationalism, maybe?
it's certainly an ethnocentric sort of feel to it. And, you know, it was kind of interesting being there's 2% of the population are white males or whatever it is. Just being this kind of, you know, outsider.
The minority.
Yeah, but not a vilified minority.
Okay.
They're all happy to see me.
Sounds downright systemic to me.
it's certainly systemic. But a good portion of the population is non-American Chinese.
So what was your favorite thing about being over there? And, like, would you recommend it? And how would... how would I be able to do that?
Well, you'd have to get on an airplane. That's number one. I do recommend it. And, the thing you should know is that your connection to the United States is going to be tenuous because you're not going to be traveling to and fro much. It's pretty remote. Basically, right now, you're taking a flight from mainland to Hawaii to Guam to Saipan in order to get it. I bet if you have some more questions, John, I'll hold on to you because I do like talking about this topic.
Sure.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I call my wife in the morning and the evening because midday here is middle of the night there. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize the bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we've experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning
beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly, using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Khashoggi's comments, the country is not going back to shutdowns. Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. China slammed the United States for imposing barbarous sanctions in response to Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong. In the toughest action by the United States on Hong Kong since China imposed the sweeping new security law on the territory, Washington sanctioned a group of Chinese and Hong Kong officials, including the city's leader. The move came after President Donald Trump's administration forced Chinese internet giants TikTok and WeChat to end all operations in the United States. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Tell you real quick about Bitcoin.com. I did talk to the CEO of Bitcoin.com, Roger Veer, while I was on the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, the U.S. Marianas, as I like to call it. And he was interested in knowing how the project proceeded. Because I moved here in 2006 to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. And the byline is Liberty in Our Lifetimes. And again, I hope the best to New Hampshire, but what I have seen here is that it is darn hard to retrofit the state. That those that have power don't want to give it up easily. So it may be easier to find a jurisdiction that's simply freer and enjoy your life there and kind of, you know, jurisdiction shop and, fly under the radar and these kind of things and,
Well, and that's always a dynamic, is that government gets big when people see a need for it. So, like right now, where you have riots in the streets, there are a lot of people clamoring for greater government. When there are existential threats from these terrorists, there's a clamoring for greater government. And if you have a peaceful, very well provided for island, if someone says, I'm going to claim this much power for my government, people are like, well, why are we letting him do that?
Let's bring John back on. John was asking about sort of my thoughts on the U.S. Marianas, and I guess that if I was to list off the bad parts of the U.S. Marianas from my standpoint, personal standpoint, and sort of as a place to move to be freer, the number one thing to point out is its remoteness. It is half a world away. It's 15 hours ahead of Eastern time. So, you know, the middle of the night here is midday there, and midday there is the middle of the night here. And it, or, you know, vice versa. It's always, you know, the opposite, basically.
That was only important because you had family in the East Coast, though.
Sure. I mean,
if you just move there, and that's your, then who cares what
right.
the time zone is.
And my roommate, Alex, who was on the show, lived with him for some time there. He, you know, this was sort of his thing. His, you know, he worked, he had some piecemeal jobs. He worked remotely by teaching English to kids. And he'd have to do that at all different times. And, you know, he'd stay up late. He didn't sleep much anyway. I prefer to go to bed at 10, 11, 12, and get up between 6, 7, and 8, you know, like somewhere in there, depending on where I am.
A reasonable man.
I want to be.
I kind of prefer the opposite.
Yeah, I want to be asleep from midnight to 6 a.m., definitely, especially 1 to 6. So, yeah, I would say that that would be the number one drawback is just how far it is. John, any other questions for me?
I mainly just wanted to pick your brain about why, like you mentioned, you went over there because of a freedom movement or something, which I'm curious about too. You know, the whys, the hows, and I guess the top three things you liked about it, I guess.
I liked that it was basically no change in my lifestyle from the standpoint of, you know, like I didn't have to give anything up when I went there. I had to, because my wife wasn't there, I'm doing the grocery shopping. Some of the food's different. You know, you're going to pay more for gallons of milk, for instance. If you like to drink gallons of milk, you're going to pay a lot more for it. But
not a lot of cows on that particular island.
Not ones they're milking. There's not dairy operations.
That was the greatest move here. From Hawaii to New Hampshire was the drop in milk price.
Yeah.
Significant.
So, Mark.
Yeah.
So, like, the main reason was you just wanted to see how free, like, their lifestyle is over there, or?
Yep. I wanted to know. And generally, I found that I do believe that they're freer there than we are here, largely because of taxes and stuff like that. But, you know, there's, you know, if.
What about the police?
There's so many of them, and they barely work. I mean, you know, to be as kind as I can be, and I'm not going to be very kind here. Basically, you get your job as a politician by adding more government jobs to the payroll, and they basically use up all of their tax money paying more. You know, low-level officials that make $30,000 a year and then get to retire, you know, after some relatively short career. And it's basically the definition of cops. So they got lots of cops, and I don't even think I ever saw anybody pulled over.
Like, so
nice.
What did you have to do to move over there, like, and become a citizen? Like,
well, a resident. Special? Yeah, so you're a U.S. citizen, you're already in the fast track. I felt like they were going to be waving palm fronds as they took me off this flight. Everybody else on the flight from Hong Kong has to go through the, you know, the hoi polloi line, but they're like, U.S. citizen? Come on, honky. You know, here's a lay. You go through this line where there's nobody. You know, and it's late at night. And I wanted to get out of there. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you for bringing your daughters.
And that is one of the strange things about being a U.S. citizen is that there are all of these strange little islands that no one knows is part of this country. I mean, to me, it very much feels like, oh, I'm part of the Roman Empire and I can go to Celtiberia if I feel like it. And, the fact that I'm a Roman citizen means that I'll have all of these advantages by going to Marianas, or I was looking into this tiny little island called Niue, and I'm like, yep. Wow, there's like 5 people here. That sounds like a great place to go.
It's probably a protectorate as opposed to a territory. An interesting part about the Marianas is that it is the only territory that is a territory through contract as opposed to a spoil of the Spanish-American War. Mm. And the rest of them basically have the rules that were given to them by the largesse of the United States government, whereas the Marianas they contracted for many of the advantages that they have.
Oh, just try to get out of that contract, Mark.
You're not going anywhere. their one thing that they offer to the United States is they're close to China and Russia, and they're not part of China and Russia. So
one
they
more
can,
question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do they have any bars with pool tables?
Pool tables.
That's a weird question.
I don't.
I'm a simple guy. I'm a simple man.
I don't recall having seen a single pool table on the island.
I'm sure you can.
There's certainly
one.
No shortage of bars. These people have heard of alcohol. And they like it. I mean, you know, with any island, alcohol is just part of it all. And
rum.
Yeah, the whole thing. They don't make their own, interestingly. It's a place that grew sugar for a long time. Sugar's growing wild there, but they don't make their own rum. Hmm. So,
do they dip the betel nut?
They do dip the betel nut, which is, betel nut is, I don't know, some kind of plant from tropical plant with some lye in it, and it's kind of like dipping. But the spit is redder as opposed to, and their teeth get stained red.
One more question. Where did you live while you were there?
I just got an apartment. My apartment was $430 a month. That included water, and it was one bedroom, one bath, and it was pretty awesome. I walked up to the three floors, but I had a nice view, and so that they don't even have addresses. So this place is so private. There's no address there. Wow. They just kind of give, you know, they pin drop on Google Maps to get you from one location to another. So, you know, I could give my address. I could rattle it off to somebody who was there. But on my license, it just says Dan Dan, which is a village. I mean, quite literally. And I suspect if you went and said, hey, I'm looking for a pic, you know, show a picture of me.
There's only one Mark Edge in Dan Dan.
Right. There's only one white guy in Dan Dan. You know? Yeah, I mean, they'd know pretty quick who it was, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen him in the grocery store in a while or whatever. I mean, it's a small place, and people like to talk. So they chat you up. They want to know where you're from. They want to know why you're there, and they got questions. Thanks for your thoughts, John. Appreciate it. Call in with more. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I will definitely be going back to Saipan. It'll definitely be this year because, yeah, I like it. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Well, guys, let's go directly to the phones. Why wait? We'll go to Stefan in Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a social media movement that I've caught wind of recently. I don't know if you've heard about it. Have you heard about the Save the Children movement?
Is this QAnon and the sort of the believing that they you can have that pedophiles are getting children delivered to them in wardrobes?
I heard briefly about this, and I think this does have to do with what we started our show with as far as the Epstein-Maxwell pedophile ring potential thing.
Yeah, it relates to that. But the concern I've had is how this discussion lately has been used as a diversion tactic in conversations, especially on social media platforms.
All right.
Like where a good example is somebody was talking, somebody had retweeted, you know, a post talking about, well, how crazy is it that there are elite, you know, billionaires and millionaires that have child sex rings going on, but you guys are worried about race, but you guys are worried about poverty, you guys are worried about this, and if you don't care about this, you don't care enough about the children. I wanted to know what you thought of that.
Well, that is definitely one thing that can unite extraordinarily disparate groups. I mean, just about everybody has a soft spot in their heart for hating pedophiles.
It's also, Save the Children is also overused by politicians to pass just about whatever they want when it's done for the children.
Yeah, that's been a really interesting thing about the whole coronavirus thing, is that for once, that is absolutely not an excuse.
Yeah, I don't
have trying.
Sort of, with schools and whatnot.
With schools, yeah, absolutely.
What I would say is that there will always be somebody who says that your movement isn't important, what you're trying to achieve isn't important, because the thing I'm trying to achieve is more important. I mean, if you ever bring anything up, somebody at some point is going to be like, well, no, that's not the right thing to do. You should do this other thing. Well, you know, part of libertarianism is you're not the boss of me. And the movement that I'm willing to spend my time on is the movement that is important to me and for whatever reason that it is.
Well, I get where you're coming from there, but I think it's important to look at the 60s anti-war movement, which for a long time was a very, very strong, specific, mobilized movement, and seems to have broken up when they're like, well, what about sexism? What about racism?
Yeah.
And then the focus divided from the singular, obvious, easily agreed on anti-war to, well, I feel this way about sexism and I feel this way about sexism. And by dividing their focus, they really took a lot of the wind out of those sails.
But that movement worked to a considerable extent. It was the sole reason that Lyndon Johnson didn't seek a second term.
Yep.
One of the other things with the elite pedophile sex ring is it's so above your pay grade and most people's pay grades that it doesn't affect your daily life at all, right? Like, so the elites have a secret pedophile sex ring. What does it matter to you? Is your kids a part of it?
Well,
probably not.
If your kid gets kidnapped or is maybe missing or whatever, you might be afraid that that's what's happening.
Well, maybe.
No. This is a good question. And here for me is a really big issue about this is what we're talking about is the people who have the power to take your children. Now, if the people who have the apparently legitimate authority and absolutely have the force behind it to take your children because they say so, and they appear to at least in part have this pedophile ring that has to do with how they hold their power and pretend to trust each other, that is a concern.
See, to me, there's a difference between whatever was going on with Jeffrey Epstein and these 14, 15, 16-year-old gals that are being turned out into, high-level prostitutes, call girls, or whatever the situation is there, versus the claims of QAnon, which is like, you know, young kids are being, kidnapped. And they are. I don't know what's going on. Kids are going up missing all over the United States. But it's like there's
especially
a lot of...
from Child Protective Services.
There's a lot of accusations.
That's the power structure.
Without really knowing much beyond it. But, as far as one thing having to be more important than the other, I don't know. I don't feel like the case has been made by, people that are claiming that, the elites run a pedophile ring, that kind of thing, versus sort of what we see with...
I don't think it's been proven, but there's definitely reason for suspicion, and we really ought to get to the bottom of it, and there doesn't seem to be a mainstream push to do so.
I feel like an excellent point was made as far as using Save the Children sort of as a, kind of a blanket reasoning to do much of anything, as was brought up. I remember in 2012, shortly after the Sandy Hook massacre, anybody that didn't immediately call for more intensive, gun control was kind of labeled as being somebody that didn't care enough about the kid.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't turn in your firearms to the local police department immediately upon hearing about that.
Yeah, you hated children.
And I definitely remember the same argument for the drug war in years previous. Won't someone think of the children?
Yeah, like your kids are going to get hooked on heroin because drug dealers are just going to start giving away drugs for free.
Yeah, right. Because drug dealers are handing out Halloween gifts of $25 MDMA pills, handfuls of them.
Look, free giveaways are a great way to get customers to buy in. Well, let's be reasonable about
that. Let's be sure to give them to people who don't have money.
There you go.
One more thing I was going to ask on a slightly unrelated note. It goes back to the previous topic that was being discussed. As far as the idea of the going to the northern, Mariana Islands, why isn't that gaining a lot of traction? Since these areas already have such a low population to begin with, why didn't the 20,000 free staters just go to one of these tiny islands? Wouldn't it be much easier to turn that into a libertarian utopia?
Well, I have a personal thought on that, because like I was saying earlier, I was looking into some of these obscure islands with a low population and low local government. And one of the biggest issues for me is the fact that, as you pointed out, like you really don't have the same culture here. And while right now you don't have much government interference there, you also don't have a culture that emphasizes things like freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and my favorite, free speech. And while that's definitely under fire right now, and this we'll find out if this was actually the right choice. But when you have a culture that not only you are familiar with and can relatively easily integrate yourself with, but also one that really values some of the most important things like freedom of speech, that really does make a difference for where you're trying to form your utopia.
And I would say the inability to own property is probably a deal breaker for a lot of libertarians.
What? I remember you discussed some of the difficulties with purchasing property, how if you weren't born there, you're not even allowed to own property.
Right. So you come to New Hampshire, you can find a plot relatively cheap, homestead it, buy it, it's yours, build whatever buildings you want on there.
Is it really a problem in Hawaii, though, where Howleys can't buy property there either?
That's a weird one, and it's a misnomer.
Okay.
It's a weird situation.
Does this mean that the movie Castaway, does this mean that Tom Hanks' character basically lived in his own autocracy that he was in charge of?
Yes. This is what freedom looks like.
Well, that's one way to do it.
So you need freedom and a trading partner.
Yeah. So
yes, Wilson, indeed.
I think that the property ownership thing is difficult, but not impossible and insurmountable. I suspect that that is not something that's going to last many more decades, because, well, you know, it could be changed with a simple vote, and there's a lot of people there that are the children of visa workers that came over that are now U.S. citizens, but they're not NMDs, Northern Mariana descent, able to own property. And thus, they are going to, at some point or another, somebody's going to be a vote, and they're going to say, hey, you think people that were, you think American citizens should be able to own property here in a place that contracted with the United States and whatever? And you can believe there will be some people howling about our property, our land.
Why don't the billionaires try to move there? Then it'll get done.
Just go there single, knock up a native, and put everything in the kid's name.
Why would you want to do that, though?
Because the kid can own property.
Yes. Well, why would you want to knock up a native?
Because the native-born child
can
own property.
Because the natives are hot? What?
Well, there's also the issue, like you were saying, there's a lot of Chinese labor there. So there's also the possibility that through a fairly simple vote, if you get a lot of people from China, you will get a more communist Chinese culture written into law there through vote as well.
I don't. So the CCP has some influence there. Thank you for the call, Stephen. Has some influence there, but many of the Chinese that are there are pretty happy to not be in China. So, yeah, it's something to keep an eye out for. But
you get sort of an ex-USSR feel.
Well, there's some of those guys there too. There's Svetsudu there. They'll take you scuba diving. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.